welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, before we went to break, I was talking a little bit about, you know, the fact that people have disagreements that really should not rise to the level that they've risen to in this nation and have created, if you will, barriers that I don't think we as American people are ever going to be able to overcome. And it just is getting worse and worse and worse. And I was talking about, here's an article, raw story. Michigan Trump supporter fumbles trying to explain why she wants Vladimir Putin to be the United States president. Now, she doesn't know. She's just a poor, follower who just does not know any better. And somebody's taking advantage of her ignorance. She's a Donald Trump supporter. And when she said she wanted Russian Vladimir Putin to be president over President Joe Biden, and when they asked her why she loves Vladimir Putin so much, this is an American citizen. She's a Trump supporter. She rambled about Nazis seemingly confused. She alleges that Nazis went to Ukraine after World War II and that Putin is getting a bomb rap. This is an American citizen who is a supporter of Donald Trump, but she has no concept at all. She's been brainwashed. She doesn't even know she's been brainwashed. And she has, you know, and the delusionment that she is right. She alleges that the Nazis went to Ukraine after World War II and that Putin is getting a bum rap. According to her, George Bush was a Nazi from World War II. The elder Bush actually joined the Navy as an aviator the day he turned 18 to go fight in World War II against the Nazis. He was ultimately stationed in the Pacific Theater, flying 58 attack missions. But she doesn't know any better because she hasn't read anything to the contrary, and she believes what she has been told. And so, you know, when you have people who don't know any better, then they line up and follow someone like Donald Trump and others. Trump is not the only one. I mean, if you look at how many different groups that are organized and have sheep who follow them, people who, won't read and find these things out for themselves. Here's another one. Right-wing evangelist Franklin Graham, the son of renowned, you know, Billy Graham, spent the weekend promoting anti-LGBTQ extreme hate to his nearly 10 million Facebook followers. Man has 10 million Facebook followers. So he orchestrated an attack on Walt Disney Company, criticizing the Biden administration of medically necessary treatment for transgender children, posting a video of his home state's lieutenant governor preaching jaw-dropping vulgar attacks on transgender people, and even calling for regime change in the United States because he opposes science that support LGBT children and teens. I don't know. Why would I care about LGBT children? If that's what they want to be, how does that impact or affect me? Why is that an issue with people who don't like somebody because of that? And yet here's a man that can go on Facebook with 10 million followers and spew that kind of hatred, and somehow that's okay. He labeled HHS, which is Health and Human Services, a factual statement that research demonstrates that gender-affirming care improves the mental health and overall well-being of gender-diverse children and adolescents. And he called it a lie from hell. All of their manipulated research saying that it improves mental health or increases happiness is just a lie from hell. What it really does is destroy the lives and futures of these children, declared Graham, who has no medical, scientific, or child development degrees. Churches are followers and followers of Jesus Christ must stand against this evil agenda, Graham preached. Politicians who support this shouldn't be in leadership, and we need to work to get them out of office in the next election, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. Now, again, people have a right to be whoever they want to be. And because you are a Christian or whoever you say you are, doesn't give you a right to condemn other people. You know, Franklin Graham and others, he can talk about, you know, what being a Christian is and all of those things. But out of all the things that being a Christian is, one of the number one things is to not judge. So you can get around all those other things. You can point your finger at all those other things. But if you follow the first tenet of Christianity, or one of the tenets of Christianity is not to judge other people. And yet you can't. Then, you know, well, you can say whatever it is you want to say, but if it's in direct opposition to what your beliefs are, that makes you a hypocrite. And we're at a point now where people don't mind as much. But let me say this, because we got to get out of here. Those who live in Milwaukee, you should get out and vote. When I get home, I'm going to vote. And I'm really kind of excited today. This evening, there'll be a different outcome. Milwaukee can then officially be led in a different direction. I'm hoping that different direction is by a young 35-year-old man whose heart is right, who has lived a life and had to deal with issues and face adversity in his life. And in the face of all of those different things, he's been able to engage and travel the world and learn some valuable lessons at 35 years of age that I think will bode well for him in the position of the next mayor of the city of Milwaukee. And if you're asking me, oh, does that mean you're endorsing Cavalier Johnson? Absolutely. I'm endorsing Chevy Johnson for the next mayor in the city of Milwaukee. And I'm going to be supporting him not just on the airways today, but as long as he is the mayor and however long it takes for him to do the work that I believe he's capable of doing to turn around our city. I got to get out of here. Thank you, Sam. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Reggie Jackson. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you all later.